back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Welcome to the Pigcast, a podcast about pig farm, Inc. and the people that are part of the lore and legend of the farm. This is a podcast about fly fishing, getting outside and doing rad shit with your homies. It's about exploring new things. It's about giving back to your neighborhood. It's about making new friends. Maybe it's about bad tattoos and good beer. It's about driving through the night to go fish that spot you've been thinking about forever. This is about community. Let's grow the community. Let's get bitchin'. Me? I'm Jeff. I'll be your host on what may become a regular program. Go grab yourself a frosty beverage and hang out. This is the Pigcast. There's a layer of fog that has settled over the hills of the Catskills as I drive into Hancock, New York. My first glimpse of the Delaware River reveals a raging brown torrent of water. Vegetation is submerged under raging riffles. I can tell right away, we're not going fishing today. Kayak rentals have been canceled. Refunds are being handed out. Gray clouds are looming in the morning sky. Occasionally, someone pops out from around the corner with a coffee and a bagel. "There are plenty of bagels inside if you want one," says Chris. That's the scene as the crowd assembles. This is the morning of a Get Trashed event. The day never got any better, weather-wise, that is. The rain continued for most of the morning. There was a National Weather Service alert for a flood warning throughout the area. The river went up a whole foot within just a few minutes. Maybe it was a good idea for those boat rentals to be canceled. A group of good folks had assembled at the Delaware River Club. It's across the river from Hancock, New York, in the tiny little town of Starlight, PA. The DRC is a pretty cool place. The night before, it was a scene for some of the evening's events. An iron fly went down. Don't know what that is? Do yourself a favor and check out the Instagram. Look for hashtag Ironfly and behold the magic, which is pretty much the most popular event of Pig Farm Inc. But let's talk more about those Ironflies later. There were people from all over assembled at the DRC to go clean up trash on the river. They were here to fish, but somehow, despite the shitty conditions and the lack of angling opportunities, everyone still came together to venture out and wrangle up over 50 tires, a dumpster and a half worth of trash, and probably every natty light can ever produced. All of that was pulled from roadsides and riversides. All of it was tackled by a community of some very kick-ass people.
Record. And it's raining. We're in, where are we?
Starlight, Pennsylvania.
So, Chris, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Chris Calabrese. We are currently in Starlight, Pennsylvania in the Western Catskills. We had an iron fly last night, pretty successful. Trying to do a get trash right now, but it's pouring. We're waiting for the storm to pass. And we got like 20 people here waiting to pick
up. There's a great turnout. Yeah. This is amazing. Compared to last year, did we get more people?
Last year we got a couple more, but the weather was much nicer and okay. The river was floatable. Now it's going to be mostly bank pickup and stuff. You know? But yeah, like last year was great. We got 71 tires out of it.
71?
Yeah, it's killer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anybody that's ever looked on Instagram and follows Pig Farm, or especially Justin Carf, you saw pictures of this. You probably saw, was it Redbeard sitting on top of it? Was it?
Yeah.
I think he was sitting on the pile.
The pile of garbage. Yeah.
So this is the spot, and we're trying to do it again. We are braving conditions.
Delaware River Club, Starlight, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so here we are.
Everybody, it's a great lodge. You want to fish. They have awesome guides. And
all right.
Great lodge.
So last night, some debauchery went on?
Yeah. Dan, come here.
We're podcasting. We're talking about last night's minor party.
Okay. From my perspective, it wasn't that minor.
So what went on?
At the club or at the bar?
In general.
In general?
There was more than one location?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we started it off pretty hard at the bar. The fireball floweth like water. Fire water. Our buddy Doc was at another bar down the street, and we couldn't get him to come up because he was glued to his bar seat, so we called the bar 3 times. By the 3rd call, he actually answered the phone at the bar. So he was a good solid two and a half hours late.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it was a good solid 2.5 hours. Late on that one.
Yeah.
And then we came back here and all these guys were shut out from Curveball, the fish festival. So they have a car full of provisions and glow sticks and LED balloons and some other things.
Grilled cheese supplies.
So we had our own little shakedown street at the Delaware River Club.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So Ironfly did happen.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any creative events?
We did, stole your idea. We did the one-handed worm.
Hell yeah.
And we did,
You get blindfolded?
No, we didn't do the blindfold. It was kind of like dysfunctional. It was, you know, they're always dysfunctional.
Sure.
We got like 5 events finished. A couple first-time flyer events.
Did we get any rookie tires?
Oh, yeah.
Our boy that came down from Curveball, he caught a Tijuana worm, I believe.
Yeah, we got probably 10 new tires, probably.
Excellent.
Yeah. People up here really don't like fly fishermen too much for some reason. It's like, you know, people come from out of town and partying. So we were trying to, like, get people in the bar involved and stuff that don't fly fish. And it went pretty well. Everybody's pretty stoked on it.
Sure.
And, it was killer. Dan did, Dan tattoos. And he gave a gift certificate to, somebody gave him a trout hat, like a hat with a trout on it. Like, terrible.
It's not, like, printed on it. It's like, the hat is a trout.
So that was the hat that was worn in places that we shouldn't mention?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Yeah, needless to say, I probably won't wear that hat. I mean, it'll be a conversation piece, but I don't think it'll be on my head.
Okay.
That was on several genitals throughout the night. And you'll wind up winning the tattoo gift certificate, and that's pretty great.
Nice. So you do that in Jersey?
In PA.
In PA. Okay. So this crowd today, we have a lot of PA, a lot of Jersey.
Yeah.
We have a few locals.
Yeah. New Jersey, New York City.
So for you guys, it's a pretty easy hop over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like about an hour.
Okay.
Our cabin's like half hour.
Okay.
Docks like 2 miles away.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty killer.
So normally, this year seems to be an anomaly with all this freakish rain.
Yeah.
This is a lot lower. We're looking at, I think you said 3,500 CFS, when normally it would be 2,000 lower.
Tops, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. And we're going to do some more of this throughout the day.
As we've said, Pig Farm Inc. is all about community, and sometimes a community really steps it up to help out. The Get Trashed event wouldn't be possible without the help of the farm community. We're super grateful to Costa and Sims, of course. They're huge. Also, a big thanks to Trogues for the amazing beverages. Huge ups to Bridgestone for helping deal with the fallout of dragging a metric shit ton of tires out of the river. We really appreciate it, Bridgestone. That's some good karma for you. The other usual suspects deserve a big round of applause, too. And when the mid-level henchman management type guys at the farm give me the list, I'll be sure to send some love their way. Let's save the love today for the gang over at the Delaware River Club and the Calabrese family for hosting a great event. Thanks, guys. We're looking forward to the third annual, or what do we call it? A party? Yeah, let's call it what it is. We're looking forward to the third annual party. See you next year. All right, let's talk about Ironfly. What's the deal with it? It's a crazy time for sure. You haven't been to one? Really? All right. Well, make sure you check out the calendar events to stay up to date on all the pig farm events. In the meantime, let's get you into fighting shape for the next event in your neck of the woods. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and do an Ironfly-esque kind of thing. So, let's go. Let's say, you know what? Grab your vise, grab some materials, and just get tying. This is a digital Ironfly tying challenge for you. In this inaugural episode, we're going to go easy on you. Maybe you're new to tying, maybe you're a seasoned pro. No matter what, we all have to start somewhere. Tie up your best version of that lovely little fly that so many of us started with when we were newbies. A woolly bugger. That's your challenge. You think it's too basic? I can tell you that just yesterday, I absolutely slayed the smallies with some buggers. They're viable. They're easy to tie. They're legit. Tie a bugger. No rules on the size. No rules on the color, materials. Just make a bugger, okay? Subjective, very subjective judging will occur. And the winner of the first round of the Digital Ironfly will pick up a sweet hat from our friends at Costa. Sound okay? Bonus points will be given if you help a noob tie up something and can find a way to share that magical experience with us through the interwebs. That's on you. Figure it out. How are you going to enter, you ask? Upload your pics and vids to the Instagram. Use the two following hashtags so we can find you. Use hashtag PigFarmInc and also hashtag DigitalIronFly. Entries will be due by the end of the day on September 16th. That's a Sunday. Upload your shit by that night and get involved. It's Digital Ironfly. It's totally bitchin'. Thanks for listening to the first ever PigCast. Look for future episodes coming up. I'm planning some great future segments. We're going to have stuff like Phone a Farmer, where we chat with super cool people from all over. There's going to be trivia, news, drunken debauchery, and more. Thanks again. I'll look forward to chatting to y'all later. Until then, be good, get outside, stay bitchin'.